All right, we have an all Florida edition of Whiskey Throttle Radio. That's right. We'll have GNCC A Open champion Bryce Koster on to talk about his season, his injury recovery. He had a little mishap there with his wrist in the middle of the season, but he recovered and took the top spot for 2018. So we talked to him and real fun conversation. Bryce, a really cool kid. After that, we talked to Jack Chambers, who is coming off a fourth overall at the Monster Cup in the Super Mini class. He went 7-3. So we just talked to him about that crazy week, going all the way out to California, riding some Supercross tracks, and just kicking ass at the Monster Cup. So real cool stuff there. As always, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And check out our Patreon account. Huge thanks to Blood Lubricants. They're a huge support of the show. They've got a lot of cool stuff coming out. So we're going to try to get Jeff on the show here soon to talk about that. But as always, head on over to bloodlubricants.com. It's BLUD lubricants.com. And use the promo code WHISKEY for 25% off. That's right, 25% off. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and enjoy the show. Kicking things off with episode 15. We'll go 15. Is newly crowned GNCC A Open champion. Damn, that sounds good. It's Bryce Koster. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just doing some homework, actually.
Homework? Oh, you should be celebrating, getting hammered.
I know. I want to be this weekend, maybe.
Before we get things going, this interview is sponsored by Bud Light.
Ooh, yes, it is.
I just got home from work, and I'm winging this thing.
Bud Light time.
What's that?
Bud Light time.
Oh yeah. So I got no notes or nothing, Bryce. I literally just got home, and the first thing I want to do is talk to you. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was a good season. I appreciate it.
So normally, I think after you win your first big GNCC championship, you want to go out and party, but you just went straight to the hospital instead?
I didn't even make it a mile in. Dude, come on.
What happened?
I don't know. I think I got a mid-pack start, and then we went right into a cornfield with some zigzags, and I came out around this hay bale, and I think there was a guy on the outside of me, and there was some whoops. And he kind of came over on me and took my front wheel out, and I just ejected right into the ground on my back pretty hard. So that's how it started, about 40 seconds in.
So did you clinch this before, or were you just like, holy shit, I just blew it?
No, I knew I had it wrapped up coming into the last one. I was still in contention for the top amateur.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to get that, obviously, but we ended up second on that one.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be all right too. So it's could be worse. You could have, broke some bones and then still didn't get top amateur.
Right. Yeah, I was very fortunate. I got lucky. I was definitely hurting right when it happened. I was just so fired up because we just started. I mean, like, I didn't even get a minute into the race, so I got back on, tried to go. I actually got to Ironman Hill because it was only 2 miles in, and thought the line was clear. Got to the top, and there was like five guys, and there was somebody behind me, and they hit me right in my back right after it. So I was about over it after that.
Yeah, I bet. But hey, we kind of jumped in right there, but I just remembered we haven't really talked on this podcast at all, I don't think, right, Bryce? I think you're on my other one I had. So let's take it back.
Yeah.
Florida boy from Orlando area. Just won your first GNC title. Let's just take us through your season for starters right now.
Yeah, I actually started off rough the first round. I had brake issues at third corner, so I rode all day with no brakes. And then the season started to get going when we came to Florida. I won there and got a top amateur, first one ever, and got a couple wins after that, I think a couple podiums, and it really was just happening before I knew it. We got to the break, and there was a chance for me to win it for sure. I was one of the top guys, and then I broke my wrist during the summer, so that set me back. And then we were able to come into the last few rounds and just put solid finishes in. Luckily, some mishaps from the other guys, and it all played in my favor. Definitely the race getting canceled, one of the races getting canceled helped me with some more recovery time with my wrist, and I'm just very fortunate. I got it done. I still hadn't really hit me, but it was a great year for sure.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask because we went on that trip to Colorado right before the break. Was right when the break was ending, right before the rest of the season started up, and I was like, I should be, I'm the reason you won because you got to watch me ride in the hills, and I taught you a lot when we went to Colorado, but now I'm looking at your results, and like you said, you had the injury, so you were just kind of trying to put in solid results, and you went 4.33 DNF, so maybe I didn't help you at all.
Maybe not. Yeah, we were getting there. I mean, the second to last round, Powerline Park, I was definitely going to have a really good finish that day, and I unfortunately buried it on the first lap. So that set me back pretty far, but I knew I was back to my game. Like, I was feeling good again, and I felt good the whole 3 hours, actually, that race. Mm-hmm. So I think I was where I was.
You're breaking up, Bryce. I don't know if you want to walk around a little bit. I know you live in the middle of nowhere, but you gotta find service somewhere.
I know, I'm out here in six.
That's a little better. We'll roll with it. I've Powerline Park. That's where it pretty much broke up. So continue on from there.
So yeah, Powerline Park. I felt good. I was on the bike. I fell back to where I was before we took the break and before I broke my wrist, and I was running second on the first lap and buried it in mud for about a minute and a half, probably. And I had to work my way back up to everybody. But I think by the end of the season, I was back to where I was from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling good.
Just
some bad luck.
Yeah, but hey, not bad enough, I guess. So, you still got it done. So, 2 points. 2 points.
2 points.
Over.
Got it done.
Florida, other Florida boy, Ben Parsons.
Yeah. For sure, that was awesome. We both went 1-2 for the Floridian.
Yeah, he messaged me, and he wanted to know if you had any tips for him.
Ben don't need no tips. He's there. He got speed.
Just stick those legs out, Ben. You can get up any hill or go through any mud, right?
Exactly.
But hey, so I wanted to talk to you. One of the big things – I always find it so weird how, you, Ben, Dylan, Landon was riding good, even, and Jesse, of course, who just wrapped up XC3, and then even, Jimmy Moore and Blake, man, they're killing it, and I find it so weird because, Florida always got sand, so I wanted to ask you if you had to change anything with your riding style to, really excel at these races.
Yeah, for sure. Down here in Florida, where we all grown up, you don't really have to be such a technical rider to ride the sand, I don't think. I mean, definitely plays a part, but you can really just be all over the throttle in Florida as to where, Powerline Park, where you'll just spin in circles if you're all over the throttle. So it definitely took me some time to get used to it. I mean, fortunately, we do have some hard pack in Florida, so I can train when I'm home, and going up there and riding definitely helps, and seeing other guys ride definitely plays a part in it. It's definitely a lot different from Florida, though, for sure.
Yeah, another thing I want to ask, because, obviously, again, Ben and Dylan go up to Thad's. Jesse's up there in West Virginia, too. Where are you doing your training during the season?
This year we started off at my house in January. I had Trevor Bollinger come down and Austin Lee, and we trained all the way up until about February here. And then we went up north to Trevor's and trained there for a couple of weeks. And then after that, I kind of just bounced around. That's like the first four races. So it's all like in the Carolinas and Georgia and of course here. So I have a buddy in Georgia that I stayed at for a little while. I went to the Baylors too, actually, and stayed with them, which was really cool. And then I went to Pittsburgh too for a couple of weeks and stayed up there. I got some buddies up there. So I try to stay up there as much as I can. I went to Fads too. That was really cool as well. And I mean, I think just the more time, especially for us to get up there and ride, the better. Obviously those guys are growing up on that stuff and mm-hmm. we're growing up in the sand. So it takes a little while to get used to, I think.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm sure it doesn't hurt riding. I mean, Trevor, he's top five for sure. XC1 guy. And you know, Austin Lee's another XC2 rider. So how much does it help riding with them? And then how much do they, you know, kind of help you out?
Oh, it helps a ton. Just sitting there and watching them ride, you can just see all the things they're doing different for sure. It helps a ton, especially they help me out. They want to see me get better, obviously. So they're giving me tips all the time. And that's what's really cool about riding with those guys. They'll help you out and you can learn a lot mm-hmm. by just watching them. And it's definitely up my game for sure this year, a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll get you dialed in for next year, which is a big question I wanted to ask you. You're an A-class champion. What's the move for next year?
I'm not sure yet. We're just really waiting to see what we're going to do. There's a lot of possibilities on the table. I may race A250 again. I really don't think I'm ready for XC2 yet. Mm-hmm. I want to break the top 20 before I move up there,
yeah,
for sure. So right now my plan would probably be to race 250A to get a year under my belt on a 250 and just try to get all the top amateurs. That would be my goal. Just break that top 20, and that's when you're really going to make a name for yourself and get some real support.
Yeah, so, yeah. That definitely makes sense, too. And, you know, like another thing, like honestly, Bryce, if you do go out and get a bunch of top amateurs and get that top amateur at the end of the year, I feel like that's a lot more exposure than if you were to go ride XC2 and, you know, float around the top 10.
Ride in the back,
know?
Yeah.
Not even ride in the back, yeah, but like, even agree. If you're like 12th, you know, like I feel like you get more exposure right. if you're a top amateur.
For sure. There's pros and cons to it. I mean, when you're starting on the second row, you obviously don't have to come through all the amateurs. So that helps you a lot trying to break that top 20, I think. And but I think if I were to get a year under my belt on 250 and get really confident and start breaking that top 20, the move to XC2 would be a lot easier to get up in the top 10 and start getting some solid results for sure.
But, you know, another thing you have to worry about, though, Bryce, is, you know, I'm living up here in the Carolinas now. I'm secretly training on my mountain bike, so I could go out there in AT50 next year and just wax your ass. So
let's do it. Let's go.
I've been mountain biking, bro. I got no tread on my rear tire, but it just makes me, you know, have to carry my speed more.
You need to get some maxes on there.
No.
You'll be dialed in.
I'm not that good at unclipping yet when I'm falling over, so I'm still waiting on that. And, dude, there's hills up here. I'm not used to hills, and you have to pedal harder.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, there's bigger hills to go down. So.
Yeah, but the only bad thing about that is by the time you get to the top, I'm winded as shit, and I can't enjoy the downhills because I'm huffing and puffing the whole way down.
And you're clipped in trying not to fall.
I know. I might just get one of them cheater electric bikes. Who knows?
Oh, my God. They're everywhere at the races. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, it makes sense, though, for those guys to have it just because you can't, you know, there's no practice lap or anything. So I guess you get a little less tired on the electric bike if you go out and ride the track, you know, the day before.
Yeah, for sure. They actually ran there. I've rented them before, and they help a lot because, like you said, all the pro guys are going out there and riding the whole track before we go out, maybe even twice sometimes, really checking out the bad spots. So if you can get assisted doing it, not really burn yourself out, I mean, that just gets you better for Sunday. for sure.
Maybe that was your secret. If you would have done that, you would have got top amateur. Just saying, Bryce.
Possibility. Could have happened. I've seen Ben ride one.
Oh. Yeah, he turned it on there at the end, huh?
Yeah. That's really cool for him to do that, for sure, after he also broke his wrist this year. So it's nice to see both of us getting really solid results and making a name for ourselves.
Hey, I broke my wrist too, bro. So, you know, don't forget about me.
That's right. You did.
On a dang mountain bike. On the mountain bike. See? It's just not, doesn't, it's not that good for me. So, yeah.
I'm surprised you got back on.
On the mountain bike? I know.
Yeah.
I just don't ride in the rain anymore because that's what happened before. But with the broken wrist and my dad had a broken ankle, we still waxed your ass in Colorado.
Oh, so God.
It doesn't even matter.
Whatever.
I had that 300.
What about on that one hill? I had to ride your bike around.
No, what? No, you had to ride mine. Did you?
Thank you. I think I did.
I don't think so. I just bonsaied every hill I could find.
Oh, you might not have been there that day, actually.
Yeah, so you didn't ride my bike.
It's easy ride.
Yeah. Well, my dad had a broken ankle, so I had to ride with him. Because we hauled your bikes all the way out there, so.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, Bryce, so you got until March. Until next season starts, what are the off-season plans? Are you doing some, you know, training some kids? I know you're in school. What do you got planned?
Yeah, I really just want to relax a little bit. I mean, hit those FTRs for sure. Train some kids. Obviously, that's really fun to get back to the sport and get a few kids under your belt and watch them get a lot better and improve on the bike. And, yeah, school all the way. Until December 3rd, I'll be done.
You're done?
Wait.
You're done December 3rd?
Well, until the next semester.
Oh,
but,
oh, okay. Dude, school sucks.
Yeah, school. It sucks for sure, but got to do it.
Dude, I'm telling you, online is worse. And you're doing online, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse. All of it. Because, you know, at least if you have to go to class, you know, you're going to go to class, you're going to pay attention because you're there online. You're just like, all right, I just need to get this done. And then, I don't know.
Yeah. No help. Yeah.
No.
It's not bad, though. It's not bad.
Hey, you got to do it.
But, yeah, I think Trevor's been saying he wants to come down early December and get some riding there. And after New Year's, we'll start training again.
Yeah, you know, if you ever want to come ride in the Carolinas, you got a place to stay. I just got couches after a month living here. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm all dialed in.
Dialed in.
You know, I raced. You know, you haven't asked one question about me since we've
been
talking.
Oh, yeah.
But
all right. So how'd the race go?
It didn't go well. You want me to take you through it?
It's a little different there, huh? It's not like FTR.
No, it's not like FTR. First of all, not to, like, knock on any organization, and I won't say the organization's name because they're giving us a place to ride and a place to race. But, dude, I waited in line in the sign-up line for an hour, and there was three people in front of me. It was awful. And then you get to you get to line at 12, and then they wait until everyone's there. So we were there. We didn't get ride until 1, and there's no practice lap, and it was super slippery because it rained. And I'm trying to like rip all the corners, like because I'm used to riding sand. This is my first time riding up here too, so it didn't.
You
go
rode
well.
In Colorado. Come on,
that's different than Colorado, bro. It was slippery. It wasn't slippery in Colorado.
Was it hot though?
It wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. It's cold now, but it wasn't that day. But it is what it is. I'm not good at the hills, and then I moved over to let someone by, and my bike fell down the hill into a creek, and it just didn't go well. And that's the last time I rode. So.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah, and my bike's for sale now, so I'm washed up.
Yeah, I've seen that. You're selling your bike to pay bills? What's that?
Dude, I'm an adult now, and I have to pay for this apartment in North Carolina. So,
how's the new job?
It's good. It's good. You know, I sponsor kids like you on the daily. So,
yeah.
And you know, I changed lives. I talked to Tony Alessi the other day, so I can't complain.
No way.
Yeah, we're homies. So.
Sick.
Yeah, I do miss Florida though, Bryce, because I miss hanging out with you guys and going to the races and stuff. And I didn't see you at Redbud, so I was a little disappointed.
I know. I was bummed about that one.
What? Speaking of Redbud, What is your opinion on the USA showing at the Motocross of Nations?
I'm going to be 100% honest. I didn't watch any of the races. So
oh.
I was just so bummed by the results, I didn't even want to watch. So
yeah, I thought Billy was going to cry.
I wouldn't be surprised.
he was hanging out Monster Chicks and Dungey. He thought he was the man.
He got to live the good life that weekend. But from what Pops told me, I mean, he said the track was a little different from how it normally is. Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, it looked more like Southwick than Red Bud, that's for sure. It just looked really sandy. And it was, you know, it wasn't muddy, but it was really one-lined. Like, the berms only had, like, one or two lines, like, down low and up high. And our starts sucked, you know. And I think that really sucked the life out of us. Like, AP, Tomac, they all looked like they were trying really hard. They just couldn't go anywhere. But, like, dude, like, Medaglia was gapping Barsha. It was weird. Weird.
Wow.
But
I wonder if they have stood in different starting gates there. Because, I mean, they're all pretty good starters.
They have the greats or whatever. Like they do in Supercross. But I don't know.
Right.
I feel like they were just really caught off guard more than anything. Like they went in there thinking it was going to be like Red Bud, like how the National was. And it was a completely different track.
Right. I mean, I'm sure if it was dry, we would have a little bit of different results. But right now, I mean, I think the Euros are a little faster than our guys on conditions like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch the MXGPs on TV, but their tracks are way rougher than our outdoor tracks.
And
to
it's
me.
Wet a lot there, and they ride it year-round. You know, we ride in the stadium.
Supercross.
9 months out of the year. So, but, dude, did you see?
Yeah.
You know who killed it was that Austrian guy who rides XC2. What's his name? Pascal Rauschenaker or whatever?
Yeah.
He got like 11th in a moto or something like that. It was crazy.
That's wild.
So maybe we just need you out there next year.
Yeah, but I mean, think again. I mean, Tomac went out the next weekend and won a million. So was he really all there, giving it his all, or what?
I don't know. Well, it's totally different though, because it is Supercross, and I think I don't know. The Monster Cup is kind of a joke track. You know, it's not like nothing against Vince Freeze, but he was running second for like the whole moto. You know.
Yeah.
What did you think about?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking motoed out. I watch everything moto, bro. What'd you think of
Savatgy?
How
about Jack Chambers, baby?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
He's on. He's coming on after you. So he killed it.
Sweet. Dude, I was screaming at the TV in the camper. Everybody was sleeping. We were out of the races, and I couldn't believe it.
I was so stoked. I was bummed because he told me he rode, like, I guess he just got really bad arm pump and rode really tight that first moto. But if he would have got sixth in that first moto, he would have ended up on the overall podium, which would have been awesome. Little FTR kid, you know, that's the coolest part about
it.
It's like these kids
battled have with him many times.
Been riding moto their whole life, and he just picked it up a couple years ago, and then it's a Supercross nonetheless, you know.
But right.
It's really cool.
Pretty cool.
What did you think about your boy Savatgy moving over?
I mean, I would have done it.
I don't know. I don't like it, but
I mean,
it is.
I don't really care for Savatgy. So.
Me neither, but I mean, I guess I don't like.
Dude,
Savatgy.
Come on! It's his teammate. Could you imagine if he rolled over the line in front of Eli?
I would have done that. Flicked Eli off. Said, "Fuck you, Eli."
No way.
Passed my ass.
Eli definitely gave him something for that one.
Oh, for sure, he had to have. And that guy that won a million should have done it. Gave him some money too.
I mean, and still got money from second place, didn't he? He got second or third.
He got third, yeah. So that's a good segue, Bryce. You know, like I said, I have no notes here, so I'm just winging this whole shit or whole thing.
Doing good.
Let's supercross predictions. Who's gonna be the top rookie? Hill, Savatgy, Osborne, or Plessinger?
I'm gonna go with Justin Hill.
Yeah, he was fucking good. But I think...
But, I mean, can he still be a rookie if he's already raced in the 450
class?
Yeah,
he did a race and a half.
Because I'm going to go with Hill because I've seen him ride the 450, and he's pretty darn good on the 450. So.
Yeah, no, he is. And I don't know if you know, but I live right next to JGR. Not that it means anything because I haven't, like, seen any of them or anything, but I live next to him.
They dropped my resume off.
But Savachi, I mean, it is Monster Cup and the track's super easy, but he didn't look bad either.
Well, yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, Savashi looked really good on the 450.
I think
It'll be.
Osborne's gonna be the like I think he's gonna be either be really good or not that great. His style is so unique. You know how he hangs off the back and all
Yeah.
that? I mean, I guess
A little
Anderson does
different.
that too. But and you. Maybe it's just the Husky riders, I don't know.
Yeah. Sad ball, too.
All right, you thinking so does Tomac win the whole thing or does he choke again?
I don't know. I don't know, because Marv hasn't won. You know, Marv is going to go for it. But Eli always has that one or two races. And Anderson showed he was the most consistent last year. So,
About
but you have all these new guys coming in too, so that's going to throw in all kinds of stuff into the mix.
I'm curious to see what Webb does on the KTM.
Yeah, then you got Webb, you got Barcia. I mean, there's so many guys.
Mookie.
I mean, it's just like every A1, but this
Yeah.
year is going to be pretty crazy.
I saw like a list of like the potential A1 like lineup and there's like 24 good dudes, you know, so like
Right.
some good guys aren't going to make the main.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm gonna go Tomac too. I think this series just finally says fuck it and gets it done and doesn't crash or get a random
Well, I
12th.
didn't say Tomac. I think I'm going to go with Anderson. I mean,
Oh, okay. Where does
JA.
where's Wilson end up?
Ooh. Like as in a ride or like as in points?
Both.
I think whoever gets hurt first, he will take their ride. And I mean, it's just, there's so many guys. I mean, Wilson's just as fast as all of them. So, I mean, you don't really know. I mean, he could be top 10. I mean, I think he's more like a really good outdoor rider. I think he would do better outdoors, but there's just so many guys that all will be on their A game too. I mean, isn't Martin going up?
Who? Oh, J Mart?
Jeremy
No.
Martin.
No, he's 250.
Another year in 250s.
He was supposed to go up like 2 years ago, but then never. He just hasn't been good in Supercross,
Right.
so.
Yeah.
All right, Bryce, you want to talk about anything else or what, Bryce? We'll let you take
When you coming
control.
to Florida? Are you coming to the ranch race or what?
I'm gonna try. That's my goal.
You
But
know what? Now that you're in North Carolina, you should make your way up to the GNCC banquet in December.
ooh, that's in Morgantown, right?
West Virginia.
Oh,
Yeah.
I love me some West Virginia girls.
It'll be a good time.
But it's gonna be
Guarantee
cold.
it.
It's gonna be cold. I'm not good with the cold, man. It was 37 when I
We'll
woke
be
up
in
this
a
morning.
hotel room.
I guess. I'll come
Come
up.
on.
Fuck it. Who cares? I'll party.
Come on.
I'll find me a nice
Should be a good time.
West Virginia girl. I'll probably never come back to North Carolina.
Were you going to talk about FTRs at all this year, or what? You haven't even hit the main series.
I don't have
Well,
what am I gonna ride? I don't got a dirt bike.
you still got it. It just ain't sold yet.
No one wants to buy it
And
either.
I've seen your dad's garage. There's bikes in there. Come
Yeah,
on.
I'll just steal Brandon's bike.
No, but I was talking about the double A class this year. What do you think of the results so far?
To be honest, I haven't looked, but I don't think you haven't been winning, have you?
No, I haven't, sadly.
Who's all right? Scott won the first one, didn't he?
Scott won the first one. Garrett won the next one. And I got second. And then Garrett won the third one. So I got second and I got third.
He's back. Garrett's back, bro.
Oh, same man's back.
But Galler winning that first one, that's pretty unexpected. Just because there's a lot of fast dudes of that one. And not to say Scott's not fast or anything, but he hasn't really won one in a while.
Yeah, for sure. I was surprised.
He
I
waxed
thought,
your ass.
oh yeah, they were gone. I got a bad start.
What
They were
happened
gone.
to Dylan in that one? He get a flat or something?
Yeah, I think he got a flat. He crashed. He hit a rock behind me. Got a
Didn't
flat.
Luger beat you?
Nope.
And Gage Hunter.
Nope.
Gillum?
No. I don't know.
Billy didn't beat you, did he?
No, Billy? No. I thought you said Dylan.
No. I said Gillum.
Those A-boys are going pretty good, though. Luger and
I know.
The other one.
I seen that. Freaking Gage Hunter, like 14
Gage,
years old,
yeah.
Kicking ass.
He's ripping, for sure.
Is Billy riding 30-plus, or is he riding A-open?
Yeah, he's riding 30-plus. He's getting beat by, what's his name?
Gillum? Jake Gillum?
No, no, the other one.
Oh,
not Sean Clark, but the other
Clay
one.
Lyons.
Clay Lyons. On the Husky. That's why.
I thought, wasn't Billy talking about going to Double A?
Yeah,
God,
right.
His life is a spiral down
Billy
since
Sharp.
Ever since he got that vine.
Oh, yep.
Well, all right, Bryce. We'll end it here. I got to clean my apartment up. It's pretty messy. I couldn't find my good headphones. So, again, I apologize if this sounds like shit because I literally can't hear the quality. But I'm just going to say it's bad on your end. But I hope it's good. All right, Bryce. Well, we'll end it there. Eventually, I'll come hang out with you in West Virginia. What? Just text me the dates. And
December 3rd.
December 3rd?
Yeah, and if you want to get a hotel for it with the discount, you got to do it by Saturday.
I'll be in Florida on December 3rd.
Well, you ain't going to the banquet.
Oh, well. I'll be in Fort Myers, Florida at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill partying, so I'll be all right. I want to talk to you guys about oil, and not just any oil. I'm talking about Blood Lubricants. Blood is a manufacturer of advanced technology synthetic lubricants for the racing industry. Jeff Green has been producing high-quality synthetic lubricants since 1983 and is constantly pushing the bar for high-quality oil. Blood sponsors top privateers like Henry Miller and Tyler Bowers and offers sponsorship programs from the amateur level all the way to the pros. Racing is in their blood. Whether you're ripping up the motocross track, hitting the hills on a side-by-side, or cruising back roads on your street bike, Blood Lubricants has you covered with their 100% synthetic oil, specifically engineered for high-performance machines, and their superior anti-wear technology that optimizes wet clutch performance and keeps your engine clean and reduces varnish. Make sure to check out their website, bloodlubricants.com, that's B-L-U-D, lubricants.com, or buyblood.com, B-U-Y-B-L-U-D.com. All products have a 100% guarantee, and be sure to use the promo code WHISKEY to receive the 25% off all products. Again, that's the promo code WHISKEY for 25% off all products. All right, back to the show. All right, on the line with me right now, out of Auburndale, Florida, Jack Chambers. What's up, dude? How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm a little nervous because you're such a big shot nowadays. It's kind of scary talking to you.
Thanks.
Hey, but we haven't really talked much, just texting here and there since the Monster Cup. But damn, dude, you were hauling ass.
Thanks, man. I wish I would have done what I did in the second moto and the first moto, but that's what happens. I've never been there, and I didn't get the ride press day like six of the other kids that were in front of me. I ended up seventh in the first moto. I was feeling the flows the second moto and pulled out the third.
Yeah, definitely. And before we get too far into it, so you did go, you went 7-4 at Monster Cup. It was your first Monster Cup, like you said. 7-3. Sorry, 7-3 for fourth overall. Correct, right?
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. So, but let's start all the way at the beginning. When did you know that you were going to be racing this event?
Well, I didn't really expect to be racing it this year. I ended up breaking my collarbone at Loretta's, and so I was pretty much, I was like, all right, 125 for Minios, just start training when I get back heel. Well, I got a plate, screws, and I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm coming back from this. Mm-hmm. And we got the call from Bell's Entertainment, and they invited me to Monster Cup. I was one of the first kids that they had on their list, so it gave me a little bit of confidence. I was like, all right, so we'll see when we can get released. And we got released and started riding. And I only had, I think, four or five weeks before Monster Cup to start riding Supercross and honestly getting back on the bike and trying to get the feel of it. But,
yeah. Yeah, like you said, it's one thing to, you know, having to start riding supercross, which you normally don't do just because, you know, amateur motocross riders are so focused on the Loretta's and all the other spring nationals. But then, like, you also had to, you know, come back from this injury.
Yeah, I mean, the injury was one thing. That's part of racing. Mm-hmm. But going out to California was a big, was pretty cool because they have so many different supercross tracks out there to ride on. I went out there the week before Monster Cup. But I had been training with Tim Ferry at his track, and we started picking off milliseconds here and there and getting down my lap times. And we went to GPF, and they had a Dragon's back made, and I got that dialed. So, I mean, from the day I left to go to California, I was like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So we went out there and did it, so.
So your dad didn't get on the dozer and build you some badass supercross track in the backyard?
Yeah, man, I wish. Last year we kind of built one because there were so many different like supercross races mm-hmm. and arena cross races, just small little things in Florida, which there normally isn't anything in Florida. But last year was pretty cool. But this year we didn't build anything this year. We just went to Tim Ferry's track and GPF for a few days.
And how did you get hooked up with, you know, Ferry and the GPF guys?
Well, my dad knew Tim, and I knew Tim. I raced against Evan, and Tim needed a skid steer. Well, we have a skid steer, so my dad let him borrow it to fix it up, mm-hmm. fix his Supercross track up. And Tim said, well, you guys are going to Monster Cup. You can start riding here. Well, I was riding there and wasn't really getting trained by Tim because he was just letting us ride the track.
Yeah.
And then Tim came out there and started helping me out a little bit. And it definitely helped me with everything, timing and just getting everything back real quickly.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have a guy like, you know, Tim Ferry, who had very long success. You're probably too young. You probably remember watching Tim Ferry race, but he was pretty damn good.
Not really.
Yeah, he was good, man. And like, on Yamaha with Villeman and Reed and all those guys, he was really good. And then he kind of went the privateer route after an injury and then came back with Kawasaki and was, you know, was right there battling for podium. So it's definitely good to get some mentoring by him. It was good, you know, it's good for you to go out there and get that Supercross stuff in. And then you talked about going out to California. Was that like, did you go ride private tracks out there? Or did you go to places like Milestone and stuff like that?
Yeah, we went to the KTM ride day for the riders that were going to Monster Cup, and that was at Milestone. So we went out there, and Nathan Ramsey was the trainer there. So I got a day and a few hours the next day of Supercross training, and that was pretty much it. I only had a week at Tim's, a week at GPF, then half the week driving all the way out there, and then we trained for 2 days out there, and we just went into the Monster Cup race with a little bit more confidence than expected.
Yeah, that's, you know, and with motocross, that's definitely good. You know, talking about the event, I see you qualified 10th in practice, pretty good out of 22. Obviously, you did a lot better in the motos, but I wanted to ask how.
Yeah,
long...
I'm not normally.
What's that?
I'm not normally one to throw down a fast lap for a qualifying. So I'm mm-hmm. used to the hair scramble stuff where you got an hour and a half to do your best. But yeah, to qualifying 10th didn't really start off the day good.
Yeah. But what I wanted to ask, how long does it take you to kind of like learn the track?
The Monster Cup track?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was, I wouldn't want to say it's easy, but this year it was honestly pretty easy. There was no rhythms that you had to hit. It was pretty fast, and the only hard thing was the Dragon's back. So I was pretty much focused on getting those first two laps of the practice, the free practice of just like look and see the lines, and then the third lap I go out and everything I need to, and then that pretty much it's over. Everything goes by so quickly out there,
yeah.
So you gotta get on it real quick, and that's not my forte.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely. And it's cool you mentioned like the hair scramble stuff. Definitely makes sense. So I wanted to ask, like, when you're on the line, you look to your right, and you got Hunter Yoder on the Geico bike, and then you're left, and you have DeFrancesco on his Team Green bike. It's got to feel pretty cool to be like, hell, you know, I'm right here with these kids, and I was riding trails pretty much my whole life until a couple years ago. I mean, it's got to be another big confidence booster, you know?
Yeah, for sure, and especially with all the Florida Trail Riders people, like, it's crazy to have direct messages and texts and everything. Everyone contacted me after the race and stuff to tell me congratulations, and to know that everyone from the Florida Trail Riders is behind me, and it's just cool to have so many people watching. And it's one thing to be in the stadium and to look around and see the factory kids next to you, and then you look up and there's 40,000 fans in the stadium, mm-hmm. but then there's also thousands of other people behind the TV screen watching you too. So it's really an awesome experience to go out there and do the race.
Yeah, I wanted to ask how many texts you got after the race, because I'm sure your phone was blown up. I know it was blowing up because I texted you and I didn't get a text back until the next day. And I'm pretty damn important, Jeff.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Before I was even off the track, my mom had my phone, and she couldn't handle it. She turned it off, like, because it was going crazy. But it to know that many people are behind me and watching me and supporting me, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and like when I first found out you were going, I was so stoked for you just on the fact that you were invited and you were gonna go race it, which I thought was awesome. But then, you know, I want to talk about your motos now, but like watching your motos and like doing as good as you did, it's like a whole nother level of awesomeness. So you went 7-3. Obviously that second moto was awesome. One thing, man, that caught me kind of off guard was your starts were really good, and like nothing against you, not saying you're a bad start or anything, but I feel like you were one of the bigger kids out there.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, there's a few kids that weigh more than me, but, yeah, I'm 125 pounds on a super mini. We've got bar risers, big seat to make everything comfortable. But the biggest thing is that great. A lot of people aren't used to it. It's ultimate traction. Like, it's all about and everyone's equal on the gate. It's not like a dirt start where you have different gates and ruts are messed up. It's pretty equal. And yeah, that second moto, I definitely. My dad said, "You got nothing to lose, dude. Just go out and send it," pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I went out there, and first lap, I was like, "I'm getting by this kid. I'm going to lead. I'm going for it." So in the stand section, I knew I had an advantage on him with my 6-foot-long leg. Mm-hmm. So I just went by him, and I was expecting to, like, get, like, chills. And when I went over the finish line, and they're calling my name, Jack Chambers, to the lead, mm-hmm. It honestly, I didn't get as nervous as I thought I would, but as soon as I came up to that dragon's back, I was like, I got to do this right. And then I went too fast and just made a mistake, and Volan got by me, and then I held off for a few laps, and then I moved back to third. But I held third strong with four kids pressuring me like a train right behind me. So
yeah, sorry, I was changing up the results here. Yeah, and like you look at the kids that you beat, and it's impressive, man. And not to say that I didn't think you could do it, but just being in such a big event, and then it's just crazy to me how you know you and your sister and your mom and dad are still hardcore, like hair scramble riders, and then you can go out there and do this. You talked about how you were a little disappointed with your first moto, obviously a seventh, which is awesome. But you said you rode a little tight. Was it just nerves or going out there and starting up front? What happened there?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a few different things. Nerves, I mean, being out there for my first time, definitely. And not be, I mean, I was one of the only kids in the top seven. Out of the top seven, I was the only kid that didn't get to ride press day. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have those two extra practice sessions to be able to learn the track real quick and already have an advantage through qualifying and everything. But yeah, it was probably probably a lot of it was nerves and stuff, but yeah.
Well, I will say this, Jack. You know, that one race we raced last year, when I got a better start than you, just because I'm pretty much better than you. But I was nervous when you were behind me revving your engine in your little Super Mini. So I can see how, you know, just the nerves are pretty bad there. And you're probably thinking, oh man, I hope I don't let Kurt down when you're out there. So.
Oh gosh, you killed me.
So what'd you do after the race? You know, hit the strip clubs at the bars on the strip or what?
Dude, yeah. My mom said she said if you get top three, we'll go to the strip. I was like, all right, let's go. And then after that I was just like so tired and stuff. I got out there walking around. We sat there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours or something. It was like 1 o'clock when we got back in, 2 o'clock. But yeah. So I got top three and we went to the strip, but we just went to the New York and rode the roller coaster and stuff, and yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I've never been out there, but I heard Vegas is pretty cool. Obviously, it might be a little different for you because you're 16 years old now and I'm 25, but still, it's probably a real fun time. And yeah, again, awesome, totally awesome event. I'm sure you were just on cloud nine for the, you know, the whole. I'm sure you're still feeling it now. You know, you probably just think back
Yeah,
at
I
like, oh,
definitely
that was
am.
awesome.
Yep.
So yeah,
Definitely.
oh, go ahead.
Coming.
You broke up there, Jack. Say it again.
Definitely coming away from Monster Cup with a lot of confidence and momentum, so.
Like I mentioned, you just turned 16. Happy birthday, by the way. So does that mean we're doing big bikes for next year? Loretta's schoolboy, or are
Yep.
we doing Super Mini again?
No, there's no way I can do a Super Mini again.
Yeah, you're too
So
big.
yeah, definitely 125. So yeah, we're gonna start training and hopefully we can get some speed real quick and show my results.
Have you had a lot more like kind of industry people, maybe like different companies come up or message you about like sponsorship? What are you doing over there? You good, Jack?
Yeah, it's kind of it's. I wouldn't say it's biased, but definitely being out there in California is an advantage for factories and stuff. So to get out there in front of their faces is definitely cool, and they see you a lot more. They know your name, so now that they know my name, and they see me, they talk to me, and I approach them and talk to them and. Maybe, I mean, I've got a few different people talking to me right now. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see, though.
Maybe we can work out a Whiskey Throttle Radio sticker deal.
Right. Sounds good.
Since you're a big shot now. Did you get a lot more, you know, Instagram DMs from chicks and all that?
No, not really.
Dang. That's a
I mean,
well.
there was a lot of people that, like, I guess they saw my results and stuff, but like they said happy birthday and stuff, but nah,
Did you get an
not really.
increase in followers or
I got
anything?
a girlfriend.
Oh,
What?
you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Another thing before we wrap this up, I want to ask you is if you're racing any hair scrambles before Loretta's so I can, you know, beat you.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'll definitely have to come out to a few and show you what's up.
Yeah, I might, you know, I'm up in North Carolina now, so I've been, you know, hitting the mountain bike and stuff, but you just name a
Oh yeah.
race and I will fly down and beat you.
All right.
All right,
Sounds like a
Jack.
plan.
Before I let you go, who do you want to thank for getting you out there and getting you into some great results?
Oh, there's so many people. Definitely React. They came out there and brought me two sets of gear, a helmet, a neck brace, TF Racing suspension. They got my suspension dialed. Gizmo Mods. He built a monster bike. It's, the thing was definitely fast. Dean Diaz, Tim Ferry. Josh Woods at GPF, Spaceport Cycles, HBD, Justin Boyd, my physical trainer, No Toil, Pit Posse, IMS, Scott, FMF, Joel, FMF. Yeah, Mobius Braces, just everyone, thank you so much. And definitely the whole Florida Trail Riders community, because it's cool to get the support from them. So.
And Kurt Lucas, my back. Too. Don't forget me.
Yeah, sure, Kurt Lucas.
I've had your back since you were like five, so.
Right, dude.
So whatever. I'm probably the only reason you're doing so good. It's because you're like, your whole life you've been like, I just want to beat Kurt. So you trained really hard your whole life, and then now look at where you are.
Exactly.
All right, so when you make it to the pros and start getting paid millions, I'll take a percentage of that.
All right, just like Savachi.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, before I go, what is your opinion on that, on the Savachi move over? Do you agree with it? Do you like it, or do you hate it?
I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I get the team thing or Savachi, but Savachi was like, you know what? I'm definitely going to see if Tomek will give me a little side change on this. But he said it wasn't team orders or anything, but well, I don't know, dude. It was definitely obvious because when he went in the back section, he forgot about the cameras and stuff that follow him around the track. But he didn't do it in front of all the people in the stadium. So, I mean, he definitely could have accidentally made a mistake and let him by. But
I feel like it was smart for him to make it obvious, because that way he's, like, letting everyone know, like, hey, I could have had this, but I let him by. You know, if he pretends to make a mistake, everyone's like, oh, Savachi sucks, all this stuff, you know?
I didn't think about it that way, yeah. That's smart. I mean,
well,
I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't. If
but
it,
the thing is,
go ahead.
Moosekin got so much shame for doing that for Dungey.
Yep.
I think it was one of the mud races.
Yeah, it was New York, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. He actually like made a mistake and let Dungey by so he could wrap up the championship. Same thing, same deal for Tomac. And Tomac was the person in second place fighting for the championship, and Moosekin let him by. But I don't know. I feel like it's all about the team stuff. And it's pretty cool, Savachi. At the same time, there's so many different opinions on it. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different, too, just being at Monster Cup and not really for, like, a title. But if I'm Savachi, I'm like, yo, Tomac, like, let me get, like, 100 grand at least, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, instead of Tomac getting the $100,000, might as well get the million and give you $100,000.
Yeah, and for the fan that won a million too, that guy should give Savachi some
money. Exactly. Oh my, that guy is crazy.
All right, Jack. Thank you so much for coming on, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man.
See ya.
See ya.
Straight caught up in the game. My life won't be the same. Straight caught up in the game. My life won't be the same.
Living the life, that's how I live. Try to get out, tell me how to survive without my crew. Armani's, Ferraris, casinos, hitting jackpots. Good luck, I think not, we own the car from block to block. City to city, all day, every day. It's like a celebration for the criminal nation. Himido, wife and kids, that's what I need. Wanna go out like a man, try to understand without blood on my hands. Dear God, please save my soul, I put the rest on hold. Not seven, I still got time to reach heaven. 8 million reasons to get out, choose one, there's only one. To put the 9 millimeter to your dome, then you're gone. Did I do right or wrong? Tell me. I might drop some tears from my eye, but you never see me cry. Champagne, spit bombs like crazy insane. LA to Stocktown, different players caught up in the same game.
Am I right or